AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Vice President Mike Pence hasn't said a lot about the Capitol riot.
I must tell you that the American people have a right to know what happened that day.
Then President Donald Trump was not happy with Pence for not stopping the counting of electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A fake gallows was constructed that day on the National Mall, and people chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." In New Hampshire, Pence was asked about appearing before the House committee investigating the riot.
If there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it.
Pence says he would give it due consideration.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It'd be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned.
Mike Pence has strategically been trying to distance himself from his ex-boss. Prosecutors in R. Kelly's federal child sex and pornography trial say there are two sides to Kelly. His lawyers say they want a fair trial. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
U.S. Assistant Attorney Jason Julian said during opening statements, the world knows R. Kelly from songs like I Believe I Can Fly, but Kelly also has a hidden dark side. Julian warned jurors that some of the video evidence will be hard to watch. Defense Attorney Jennifer Bongean said the government wants to paint Kelly as a monster and jurors should not fall for a mob justice climate. Kelly is facing charges that include child pornography and fixing his 2008 trial on similar charges. Two of Kelly's associates are co-defendants. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
Two former judges in Pennsylvania who orchestrated a scheme to send children to for-profit jails in exchange for kickbacks are being ordered to pay more than $200 million to people who were victimized. Bank of America says revenue it gets from overdrafts dropped 90% from a year ago after the bank reduced overdraft fees to $10 and eliminated fees for bounced checks. This is AP News. NASA is a step closer to the countdown of its historic launch of a mission around the moon.
The 322-foot Artemis rocket is now on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, getting ready for an August 29th liftoff. Astronauts won't be inside. Instead, test dummies will, but Thomas Berger with German Aerospace Center says these are human-like anthropomorphic phantoms.
Human bones, human lung tissue, human brain tissue. So in principle, the phantoms are tissue equivalent in this sense. So that means if you have radiation passing through the phantoms, the interaction of these radiations are similar to the interaction of radiation passing through a human body.
The capsule will fly around the moon for a distant orbit for a couple of weeks before heading back for a splashdown in the Pacific. The goal of Artemis is to once again send people to the moon. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.